searching for intelligent life. Where are we likely to find extraterrestrials? That is a very hard question to answer. As we find out more about them, we may find out all extraterrestrials have some things in common, and if we do, we might be able to use that information to determine where they are able to live. Until then, all bets are off. What I mean by this is, right now we have to consider everywhere we look as a possible home to them. Others would rather use us as the example of intelligent life, and they think we should only look in places where we would be able to live. Their idea is, we know what our life looks like, we are yet to have found any other intelligent life, so let's go with what we know. I think this is a mistake, and the reason I feel this way is the chances in this vast universe of finding other intelligent life which is not similar to ours are more than not. Some will agree with me on this while others will not. That is okay, because everyone is entitled to their own opinions. Some people feel almost like me, but eliminate certain places as too extreme, such as stars, black holes, wormholes, and maybe gas clouds, which would be deadly to us. Recently, some scientists came out and said maybe life might be able to exist inside a star. I am sure this rocked the entire community because it sounds so outrageous. But again, who knows? Can life be so different from ours that this could be possible? If we are really looking for extraterrestrial intelligent life, where should we start looking first? I have a suggestion many may not like. We should start by checking out the Earth. Yes, you read that correctly, we should start right here. I say this because of all the reports of UFOs diving into the oceans of the world and all the reports of underwater bases. We might even know the exact location of one underwater base, which is off the coast of Catalina Island near Los Angeles. UFOs have been going into the water there and also coming out, and it has been happening quite often according to UFO sightings. It makes me wonder if the government has secretly tried to find a base down there and maybe even did find one. Could a deal have been made with the government by aliens to allow them to have a base there? Anyway, I think this is a good place to start. Along with underwater bases, it is said there are alien underground bases. There are quite a few stories about us finding them already or working with aliens in these bases. The problem is they are just stories. The next place where aliens could exist is in the Zeta Reticuli system. If you remember when Betty and Barney Hill were abducted by aliens, Betty said she remembered a star map which eventually was matched up to Zeta Reticuli. One of the problems is there are two stars, Zeta Reticuli 1 and Zeta Reticuli 2, making the search a double one. Another problem is we are talking about a system which is almost 40 light years distant. It seems like a good target for the James Webb Telescope after it is launched in December 2021. It would be great if we could detect activity which only technology could produce. Another place which aliens could exist is in the Pleiades star system. They appear in a lot of ancient legends. Some Native Americans have legends which state they came from the Pleiades about 250,000 years ago. The Cherokee tribe are firm believers in this. The Hopi also have the same belief. Even those tribes who don't specifically mention the Pleiades talk about coming from the sky, and also sky people communicating with them and in some instances helping them. Where did these ideas come from, and should we study the Pleiades more thoroughly? If you thought Zeta Reticuli was far away, the Pleiades are much further, being over 444 light years distant. The further away a system, the harder it is to study. This leads to a question: are there places much closer we can check out for intelligent life? Yes, and we know it. There are a couple of places right here in our own solar system. Obviously, Mars is one, but I think we are more likely to find artifacts of a prior civilization. But some of the moons are candidates. They are not Earth-like, but conditions could be good enough for life to have developed, so they have to be checked out. One of these moons is Europa, a moon of Jupiter. It won't be easy to check this out, and even if we find life, there is a good chance it will be more like the life in our oceans, because under the thick layer of ice covering that moon is said to be a salty ocean. The problem is getting a probe into it through the ice, which is about 25 kilometers thick, which is 15.53 miles. Another moon with a chance of life is Enceladus. Enceladus is one of the planet Saturn's moons. Water has been seen spewing out of cracks on that moon, and scientists believe water could be a main ingredient of life. Again, we are talking about a moon with a frozen surface. The ice is said to range up to 30 kilometers thick, which is about 19 miles. In all fairness, there is believed it could also be as thin as 5 kilometers in places, which is 3.11 miles, still a lot of ice to get through. There are other moons which should be checked out, and even a minor planet or two which also should be looked at for life, but I wouldn't get my hopes up about the minor planets. We may find that certain things are necessary for life to exist we didn't know about. One might be electricity. Our bodies run on it, and maybe it is common to all intelligent life, or maybe not. That is precisely what we have to find out when we begin to meet other intelligent life. There could be other things we never thought of, like light. We managed to think water was necessary, but that might not even be true for some life on other planets and moons. By concentrating only in places with water, we could be missing other worlds which do not have water and yet contain intelligent life. This is all such a puzzle right now.